Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I'm sure most of you watched the Super Bowl last night, and I enjoyed the game. But like everyone else, I was watching the commercials, and maybe unlike everyone else, when I saw a lot of those woke commercials, it kind of made me sick. But also, I was really noticing the prevalence of cryptocurrency ads and like the trading platforms and whatnot. And you guys know me, I like to buy things when they're cheap and sell them when they're expensive. I like to buy when there's panic in the market and sell when there is hysteria. And usually when something is at the lows, meaning it's time to buy, they're not advertising on the Super Bowl. In other words, coal companies are not advertising at the Super Bowl. Uranium companies are not advertising in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's the wrong way to invest, but I just don't like buying a dollar for $3, hoping it goes to $5, which I think this is a sign that we're at that place with the majority of cryptocurrency. I would prefer to, pump and dump. That's the vibe I got. Yeah, Ritas is saying pump and dump. That is totally the vibe I'm getting. And, I hate to throw Bitcoin in there. I think it's completely different. And I think everyone should own Bitcoin regardless of the price to have some purchasing power outside of the commercial banking system. And I'm looking forward to adding to my position in Bitcoin. I'm just not doing it now. It's just, just because you're bullish long-term Bitcoin doesn't mean that you're buying every single day. I think it's wise to look at market sentiment and emotion, and then that hysteria and panic that we talk about. Whenever you're seeing Super Bowl ads, to me, that means we're much closer to hysteria than we are to panic. So let's go into an article, though, from Wired, and really get into the nitty-gritty. So, and they're coming to kind of the same conclusion that I am, ironically enough, because Wired is, to my understanding, kind of a tech magazine or online tech media source. These crypto Super Bowl ads feel like pets.com all over again. I could not agree more. And not only that, but the crypto.com, I think, is one of the big sponsors. And they took over the lead sponsorship for the Staples Center, or what was the Staples Center in LA. Now I guess it's crypto.com center. And usually that's not a good sign either. So let's get into this further. And I've also noticed crypto.com really being a lead sponsor for the UFC. When I always like to watch the UFC pay-per-views, and I've noticed it just everywhere. So getting into this article, cryptocurrency's biggest boosters would do well to remember tech's most famous or infamous sock puppet. The year was 2000. It was what would later be known as the dot-com Super Bowl. I didn't know that that the dot-com companies did the same thing with the Super Bowl. Oh, this is interesting. In NFL face-off, during which tech companies bought up some 20% of the advertising real estate during the big game, I didn't know they did this in 2000. A few years later, many of the companies that bought those ads were defunct, swallowed up by other firms, including Pets.com, which had run a commercial featuring a singing puppet made of a sock. Made from a sock. That's really interesting, isn't it? So there's big football game on, but we're most excited about, I don't think that's part of the article. So I don't know if this was one of the ads featuring Dogecoin or something. I know that crypto.com had some sort of ad where all it was just a QR code that was just bouncing around the screen. A genius ad, by the way. Genius ad. I'm not taking anything away from that. Hats off to the ad agency that thought about that one. But again, does it play into this bubble thing? And I think it could be a lot like the late 90s, where yes, maybe crypto is the future. Maybe it is. Just like back then, the internet was definitely the future. There's no debating that. But it didn't mean that it wasn't in a bubble. So, and I think that's kind of maybe where we are. I really felt that way when Bitcoin was up in the 60,000 range. And I made my views known on Twitter that I was long-term bullish, but I did not think that that was the time to buy, and I thought it could be very frothy. And since then, as you guys know, it's come down substantially. And what I really don't like about it now is even Bitcoin is trading side by side with the NASDAQ, which would mean that it's more trading like a risk asset, a risk on asset, as opposed to digital gold, an inflation hedge, or maybe something that's non-correlated. It seems to be very correlated with NASDAQ, and I do not like that as far as someone who's looking to add to my position. Personally, I don't think I would add to my position until I see a complete decoupling from the NASDAQ. Not that that's investment advice. It's just that I'm just giving you my thoughts and kind of what I'm doing for my own portfolio or my own strategy. So this warning, and now I'm reading the article again. This warning comes not because crypto companies are looking to turn stockings into mascots, but because they are currently pumping millions of dollars into buying up ad space during the Super Bowl and CNBC, which has been flooding the market with its Matt Damon starring commercials. Yeah, see, I whenever you're getting actors and celebrities and athletes, and I think that guy that got hurt last night, the guy with pink hair, what is his name? Odell or something, Beckham Jr., maybe. I believe he is famous for taking some of his pay in Bitcoin. Whenever you see that stuff, guys, I get very, very uneasy. That's definitely not when I like to add to my position. One example I gave on a live stream the other night, for those of you who are kind of around my age group, or even a little younger, I'm sure, you probably remember back in 2011, Jay-Z came out with a song. And you know how every single one of his songs, he's always talking about how rich he is. And I love Jay-Z, so that's not a knock against, or at least I love his music. And that's not a knock against him. But I remember in one of his songs, and this, remember, was when the dollar was really weak. It was like 70 on the DXY. So therefore, by definition, the euro would have been very, very strong. I remember in this song, he was talking about how rich he is, and he was saying that he's so rich that he only gets paid in euros. That pretty much marked the top for the euro and the bottom in the dollar. And that's another thing, you know, when I see these athletes and whatnot getting involved, and it reminds me of that Jay-Z song back in 2011. You know, in NFTs, I'd put into that same category. I noticed that I read an article the other day about how a lot of celebrities are getting involved with the NFT market. And guys, nothing against celebrities, but usually they're not the smart money. And usually when the celebrities are getting involved, that's when you want to be a little more cautious. Let's just put it that way. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Getting back to this post here, this story, the companies are playing coy about who will appear in them. Okay, so they're talking about the specific ads. Not all those companies failed. Auto Trader is still around. as is WebMD. Yeah, that's the big thing here. It's not that I'm saying every single crypto is going to zero. No. It's just, and I'm not even saying that crypto might not be the future. Maybe it is. But it doesn't mean that it's not in a bubble now. It doesn't mean that there's not froth in the market. And I think it's great that a lot of that froth has come out of the Bitcoin market. For me, that's really the only one I'm kind of interested in. But it's still, I don't see the panic that I would like, although I did see it around 30. Remember when Bitcoin got down around 30 a couple weeks ago? And I was on Twitter and you saw all these memes with Michael Saylor working at McDonald's. That's what I like to see as far as adding to my position. I didn't add to my position back then, but those are the types of things that I like to see when I'm looking to buy. So it looks like they're talking about NFTs as well. Like celebs trying to get you hyped about NFTs, these commercials are aiming to lure in sports fans through the NFL. Yeah, and I also read a story this morning about how, I think it was crypto.com, might have even crashed because of the amount of traffic. And also, too, their ads. I don't know if it was the crypto.com ad. It was one of these platforms. I think it might have been Turo or something like that. But the ad is very, I don't want to use the word slimy, but to me, it just, the ad made it seem as though all you have to do is trade crypto and you're going to get rich. And nothing could be further from the truth. And so whenever I'm seeing platforms make ads that lead you to believe, especially for young retail investors, that lead them to believe that this is the path to riches, that makes me even more apprehensive. So whether any of this works entirely depends on how much people outside the tech world really want cryptocurrency. So here's where they really don't understand macro. So for me, I think a lot of it has to do right now with what's happening with the Fed raising the interest rates. So most of you guys on this live stream, fellow rebel capitalists, understand what Wired Magazine, I don't think, does understand. And that's that if crypto is trading as a risk asset, if the Fed's raising rates 7 times, like Goldman Sachs is predicting in 2022, that's bad for risk assets. That is a huge, huge, huge headwind. And so if the cryptocurrencies continue to trade like risk assets, like the NASDAQ, that's bad news. That, again, is a huge headwind for these cryptos. And maybe not Bitcoin, but until Bitcoin decouples from the NASDAQ, I think we've got to assume that it's being treated as a risk on asset. Therefore, Fed raising interest rates is bearish. Now, again, they're cross currents here, guys. We need to be sophisticated enough to realize that there's tailwinds and there's headwinds for crypto, Bitcoin, gold, oil, doesn't matter what it is. And we have to recognize those cross currents and then try to determine which cross currents are going to be more powerful over a given time horizon, right? Are we talking about the next 3 months? Are we talking about the next 3 years? It's a different set of probabilities. And so I think that's really my main message with this video, is that I am watching and I'm a little apprehensive right now. And I'm personally going to hold off on adding to my Bitcoin position until I see a decoupling with the NASDAQ. But if you're someone that's very, very long, other cryptos especially, I would be cognizant of the Fed raising interest rates and definitely, definitely be cognizant of what we have been talking about on this channel for quite some time. And that is the flattening of the yield curve, guys. Because if we get that yield curve inversion, that means recession is highly likely. And if we get a recession, that is going to be very bad for risk assets, assuming that cryptocurrency is continuing to trade as a risk asset when we get into that time frame. So on that note, let's do a quick check here of the 2-year and the 10-year treasury. The 2-year trading close to 1.6 again, that's back up. And the 10-year trading, oh my gosh, slightly below. Wow, last time I checked this morning and it was trading at 2.01. Now it's down to 1.97. So that means that it's flatter, guys. It's It's even flatter. I think even flatter than it was the other day. So that's higher probability, slightly higher probability for recession. We'll have to see how it plays out. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll see you here on another video soon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.